This is Robin Witten, editor of Audiophile, with another Earphones-winning audiobook to recommend. The White Tiger by Aravind Adiga, read by John Lee. Recently awarded the 2008 Booker Prize, Adiga's novel offers a revealing and truthful look at class struggle in modern-day India. John Lee captures this imperfect world, astounding listeners with his East Indian accent.
Even as a boy, I could see what was beautiful in the world. I was destined not to stay a slave. One day, Kusum found out about me and the fort. She followed me all the way from our home to the pond with the stones and saw what I was doing. That night, she told my father. He just stood there gaping at the fort, just the way his mother used to. He is going to come to nothing good in life. I'll tell you that right now. When I was maybe 13, I decided to go up to the fort on my own. I waded into the pond, got to the other side, and climbed up the hill. Just as I was on the verge of going in, a black thing materialized in the entranceway. I spun around and ran back down the hill, too frightened even to cry. It was only a cow. I could see this from a distance, but I was too shaken up to go back. I tried many more times, yet I was such a coward that each time I tried to go up, I lost my nerve and came back. At the age of 24, when I was living in Dhanbad and working in Mr. Ashok's service as a chauffeur, I returned to Laxmangar when my master and his wife went there on an excursion. It was a very important trip for me, and one I hope to describe in greater detail when time permits. For now, all I want to tell you is this. While Mr. Ashok and Pinky Madam were relaxing, having eaten lunch, I had nothing to do, so I decided to try again. I swam through the pond, walked up the hill, went into the doorway and entered the black fort for the first time. There wasn't much around, just some broken walls and a bunch of frightened monkeys watching me from a distance. Putting my foot on the wall, I looked down on the village from there. My little Laxmangar. I saw the temple tower, the market, the glistening line of sewage, the landlord's mansions, and my own house, with that dark little cloud outside, the water buffalo. It looked like the most beautiful sight on earth. I leaned out from the edge of the fort in the direction of my village, and then I did something too disgusting to describe to you. Well, actually, I spat, again and again, and then whistling and humming, I went back down the hill. 8 months later, I slit Mr. Ashok's throat.
For more audiobook information and the Audiophile review of this audiobook, please visit our website, audiophilemagazine.com. Support for our podcasts comes from Simon & Schuster Audio, Harper Audio, Achette Audio, Scholastic Audio, and Full Cast Audio.